Audio 6.12. Meeting 1.
So, you've just heard the presentation by Councillor Millard about the proposal to build a halfway house at the corner of Queen and Prince Streets. Now what I would like to do is open the floor to comments from the audience. If everyone could please line up behind the microphone, we will take your comments one at a time. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. I would just like to say that I vehemently oppose this plan. I have a family. I have small children. You're going to put criminals right in the middle of my neighborhood? How can I let my children go outside and play, knowing that there are thieves and murderers living just down the street? This isn't fair. Why don't you build your halfway house out in the country somewhere far away, where these people won't be a threat to anyone? I don't want dangerous criminals living on my street.
Councillor Millard, would you like to respond to that comment?
Yes, thank you. First of all, let me say that I can appreciate your concerns. They're understandable given the circumstances. However, I would like to try to allay some of your fears. First of all, I can assure you that the residents of this proposed facility will be monitored very closely by well-qualified staff. Secondly, we make sure that residents get the treatment and support they need to make a smooth transition from incarceration to life back in the community. And third, statistics show that offenders are less likely to reoffend when they've been released into the community through a gradual process that includes the support provided by a halfway house. And finally, I'd like to address your question about putting a halfway house in the country rather than in a large urban center. Part of the rehabilitation process involves being a productive member of society, and that means having a job. Unfortunately, there are no jobs in the country, so that isn't really a viable option.
Yes, ma'am, you have a comment?
I actually support this proposal in theory because I think halfway houses provide an important role in rehabilitating people who've committed a crime. But what worries me is that many people aren't as supportive of the idea as I am. I was planning to sell my home and move to a condo next year. I'm really worried that no one will want to buy my house once they find out there's a halfway house in the neighborhood.
Meeting 2.
I'd like to begin by welcoming everyone and saying how pleased I am to see such a big turnout this evening. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to find out more about the EQAO test. Here is our agenda for this evening. Mr. Cardinal will give a brief presentation about what the EQAO test is and how it is organized. Ms. Kalari will tell us about the test results for our school and how they compare to other schools in Ontario. Ms. Falstaff we'll talk about what you can do to help your children prepare for the test. And then we'll open the floor to any questions you might have.
Meeting 3.
Good evening, everyone. I want to thank you all for coming out on such a cold and rainy evening. My name is Luther Black, and I have been living in this community for the last 14 years. As you know, we have a serious problem. The fact that so many of you are here shows that we all share the same concerns about our community. We have called this meeting tonight to talk about the increase in crime that we've been experiencing over the last year or so and to try to figure out what we can do about it as a community. As I'm sure you are all aware, in the last 8 or 9 months, there have been a number of break-ins, both in schools and homes. The park playground has been vandalized and someone has been setting fires in the garbage cans. There are drug deals going on in the park and some neighbors have even had their tires slashed. People are starting to feel afraid to walk in their own neighborhood. This type of behavior has to stop.
Meeting 4.
Okay, let's get started. Adam, would you mind taking the minutes?
Sure, no problem.
Thanks. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we have a bit of a crisis on our hands. We lost the Weber account.
No. Really?
Oh, wow.
No.
Yes, I'm afraid so. I had a feeling that was going to happen. They decided to go with Omega instead of us.
No way! Omega's product is nowhere near as efficient as ours.
Well, maybe so, but in the end, Omega was able to produce a cheaper product. And the bottom line was all the folks at Weber cared about. So we lost the contract. And that puts us in a really difficult situation budget-wise since, as you know, all of our forecasts were based on the assumption that we would get this contract. The Weber account would have made up about 10% of our revenue for this year, so obviously we need to think about where we can cut costs.
Meeting 5.
Okay, so I guess we're all in agreement that our company picnic will be at Pineview Park on August 9th?
Sure, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
That's great.
Great. So who wants to do what? Let's make a list of the things we need to do. First, we need someone to scout out the exact location in the park, and then get a permit from the city.
I can do that.
Great. Then we need someone to buy all the food and supplies. I think we're just having hot dogs and hamburgers. Maybe some juice and pop to go with it, and some cookies for dessert. But we'll need cups, paper plates, napkins, and all that sort of stuff.
I don't mind getting all of that. Lori, do you think you could help with the shopping on the day of the picnic?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. And how about some games for the kids? Maggie, do you have any suggestions on what we can do?
Well, egg races and a balloon toss are always fun. And maybe we could have someone doing face painting as well. We could also have a scavenger hunt. Kids love that. I can ask some people in my department to help me organize all of that.
Fantastic. Thanks, Maggie. And I'll be responsible for advertising the event. I'll make up some flyers and post them around the building. I can also send an email to everyone and do a write-up about the picnic in the company newsletter.